Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, everybody? Vodka Rebel Friday here on the B. Mitch and Finley program. Somehow it's just me and Landfill, and Landfill's eating chips. But whatever, we're off and running. We're going to make it work. Lots to discuss. We got a packed show for you today. PFT commenter joins the program at 11 a.m. Maria Torres joins the program at 11:45, talks some Nats. Phil Perry covers the Patriots for NBC Sports Boston. He's going to join us at 12:30. We're going to do a full hour on quarterback controversies around the NFL. You got a weird situation with the Bears. You got whatever is happening with the Packers. NFC North is kind of up for grabs. Because what's going to happen with Rodgers? Nobody knows. But getting into the show, starting things off, want to discuss basketball game last night. Nets just didn't try. They just didn't care, I don't think, is kind of the best way to look at that. Hello, Brian.
Hey, JP.
How you doing?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Where'd you go?
I was in there talking to the Junks. All right. Draft being scared of the cryotherapy machine. Being a little softy.
I did see you yelling at Drab, and I didn't know what, because you're trying to get him to fix his calf or whatever?
He messed his calf up a few weeks ago, and I offered him to go to my friend's place, RXR3 over there in the Haymarket, and I was going to take care of it for him. And he kept, no. Then I just touched his calf. So he's still hurting. He's just
you know,
like,
he's hurt, and you just went up and poked his calf?
No. He told me it was better. I just poked it, and he So he's basically exactly what Brock was saying about Cody. He's a chicken. He's scared. That's what it is. Instead of him getting healthy, he's walking around with a still injured calf.
Well, especially in the therapy place close to his house, like, isn't it all out in Virginia?
Yeah, and the place is to help you get better. And he's avoiding it like the plague.
Well, did you make any progress trying to convince him, or did you just kind of bully him?
I just went and talked to all the Junks and told him how soft he was and how much of a chicken he was.
What'd they say?
They're going to probably get in on it eventually.
We had a strong, the break between the Junkie show and our show, that was one of the strongest 6 minutes of shtick out there in the bullpen that we've had in quite some time.
Yeah.
Not really sure how or why, but we just had like a dozen bags of potato chips out there. We were all eating various.
Well, you purchased them.
I did. That's true. But it wasn't like intentional to have a potato chip palooza at 9:45 on a Friday morning.
Well,
I've never heard. I mean this sincerely. I've never heard a more in-depth, accurate review of food than what Johnny Cakes Auville gave the birthday cake puffs that we were eating out there.
Yeah.
A cheese ball template.
You know, it's amazing how these flavors pop up and then they end up on everything. So I'm used to the birthday cake ice cream and things of that nature. Well, Bluebell has one they call the bride's cake. It is unbelievable. But now they have it on these puffs that you brought in. I thought it was potato chips at first, but it's puffs.
Puffs. Birthday cake puffs by us.
If they put it on potato chips, they should be put in jail.
That's a strong statement.
I'm serious.
Linnell was calling us all criminals for eating chips that early in the morning. Landfill was quite dismissive
How
of that.
How can a guy who ate a damn cicada say anybody's a criminal?
That's what I said. I was like, Linnell.
he ate a cicada. Did he disappear for like
Linnell,
weeks?
I've known you for 2 days. You jumped. The first day I met you, you jumped at the opportunity to eat a cicada. And then the second day I've met you, you looked at us disgustedly just for eating some potato chips. A perfectly normal thing to eat.
There are rules in the snack game, fellas. And eating chips before noon is a no-no.
Yeah. Incorrect.
So what's the rule between eating the bug that has this all this stuff in their body that squirts in your mouth?
It was for clout.
How'd that
and
go?
It worked.
How did that work?
How much clout do you have now? What's the ROI?
I got 71 new followers since that day.
Oh, man. That's not enough.
That is not enough.
It's going to take 71 small. Million followers for me to eat a damn cicada.
71 million yeah, and you'll
yeah.
eat a cicada?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that you need to be like Kylie Jenner to get to 71 million.
As I said, 71 million. And right. if we get to 71 million, I have 17 years to worry about eating one.
Good luck. I just want to never eat a cicada. That's where I'm at. They're gross.
Yeah.
I want them to. When are they done? I want to be done with cicadas.
I hope they're done in very, very soon.
I heard 4th of July. Is that accurate? Like, a buddy of mine told me that. I have no idea if it's true.
I hope it is. I guess they're like, okay, it's getting kind of hot here. We got to go. Because 4th of July is going to be hell.
The weather the last few days has been so gorgeous. We don't usually get summer days like this.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, I've been trying to get outside as much as I can. Took the girls swimming last night. It's just
I played a little golf yesterday, and I will say that my buddy Jerome, he probably shot worse than you. I don't think he's had a par at all.
It's good to hear. You know, I can always put together a couple pars and maybe have a birdie putt.
Yeah, but you could follow up a par and a birdie putt with a nine.
Absolutely.
That call, I won't even say it on air because people don't want to know what it means. It's an app fool.
I know what it means.
Yeah, I know. You know what it means, Landfill? I'll tell you in a break.
Landfill definitely doesn't know what it means. We never played this Louis Riddick, Washington football team, front office employee for years in the kind of early and mid-2000s, been at ESPN for a while, really respected analyst. He is high on the Washington football team. We're going to play that audio and react to that here in a few minutes. But, Bemidge, I needed to ask you.
Yes.
Do you notice anything different about me today?
I think you got a haircut.
Nope. We work close. We are close friends. And I want to know if you notice anything different about me.
I don't pay attention to that closely. You have on a soccer shirt.
That's not it either. But Scotland will beat England today. Mark my words.
Okay. $50. Bet.
No. No, sir.
So, I don't know.
Come smell me.
No, I'm not going to smell you.
Why not?
You have a cologne.
I have a new scent.
What is it called? Funkola?
No, you always give me a hard time.
So what did you put? Did you buy it or did your wife buy it?
It's not cologne.
Okay, well, so you got an oil.
No, you think I got oil?
So you
I got oil
you got
in my car.
Axe. You got some Axe.
I got scented deodorant for you. You always want me to smell better.
No.
I got pure sport.
You didn't get it for me. You need to just get some damn cologne.
Pure sport, Old Spice. No.
We know why JP got that scented deodorant.
Yeah, because somebody's coming in today. Because
somebody's coming in studio today and you wanted to smell nice for him.
You think I got this because Nate's coming in?
Yeah,
I don't think.
Yeah.
I know.
There's one dude I work with every day that has always given me a hard time about not smelling nice. Not that I smell bad. I just smell neutral.
Here's the thing.
Have you wondered why I wear so much cologne?
I think it's absurd. I don't understand.
No, I wear it to make sure I don't smell you.
You work with Bemidge every day, and you don't wear the scented deodorant until today when Nate's coming in and you want to look
I
hot
I ran
for
out
him.
Of deodorant.
He's like, to hell with Bemidge. I'm going to get all nice.
How does everything
Nate?
In my life backfire? I ran out of deodorant. So I had to get new deodorant.
Convenient timing.
Is that the reason you just ran to CVS?
No, I had to get chapstick.
Okay.
And I had to get all the
you
chips.
You can't have your lips chapped.
He got
Nate.
Deodorant and he got his lips all soft too. What the hell are y'all going to be doing? Should I leave the
He's
studio?
Wearing new clothes.
I'm not wearing new clothes.
Hey, seems, yes, you are.
I haven't seen you in that
I've
shirt
never
before.
Seen you in that before. I'm going into the.
How often would I wear a Scotland soccer jersey except
when
the day
Nate
they're
comes
playing?
Today, people. I'm going to the other studio.
This is the second time they've played.
He got soft lips. and great as great smelling deodorant on a day. There's something going on.
So you acknowledge I smell great then?
No.
You just said it. You just said great smelling deodorant.
You just said that. I didn't sniff you.
Well, come sniff me.
Right now I smell Issey Miyake. That's what I'm wearing.
You think Linnell will come sniff me?
If you're going to give him some
Linnell, clout. You can put your Twitter handle out if you come smell me. You can't do it unless you come smell me.
I'll be over there in a second.
Come on. No, let's do it. Now is the time.
Whatever little hair follicle you have left in your nose may burn away.
Pure Sport, Old Spice, High Endurance.
Old Spice for old people, dude.
Well, I mean, as Landfill likes
to. I'm old, but you wearing Old Spice. That's like for your grandpa.
Landfill likes to put it on the sheet. 86 days until Washington plays the Chargers week one. 85 days till I turn 40. Maybe I've entered my Old Spice prime.
No, I don't think that. Old Spice is not at 40. It's like
I think the 60. Old Spice prime was the 1940s.
You guys, Montez Sweat is an Old Spice ambassador.
Yeah, that's just because his name is Sweat.
He's still selling it. They don't hire Montez Sweat if they're only trying to appeal to the 60-year-olds.
Right, they need to appeal to the 22-year-olds because all of their, you know, all of their users are in their 60s and, you know, about to die.
I mean. Listen, I smell nice. Linnell, please come smell me.
I'm not smelling you.
I think it's time, Linnell. Come on in here.
I think I have a cold today.
You're crushing those salt and vinegar chips, though.
Salt and vinegar chips are good as hell.
Those are my Utz salt and vinegar.
This is what I eat when I'm riding bikes.
Sometimes. Do you know whose favorite chip that is?
Who?
I'll give you three guesses.
Give me a hint.
Washington football team.
Ron Rivera?
Nope. Strike one.
Player?
Yes.
Chase.
Correct.
I mean, JP, you're easy. Anybody with a big name, that's what it's going to be. It's not going to be some.
It's not 20 questions for potato chips.
That's not Pete. Pete chooses the people that are like him.
Obscure. I was doing an interview with Chase once.
I gave you a hint just now. I mean, I gave you some praise right there.
You did. So far this morning, you've called me good smelling.
No, I didn't call you good smelling.
You said you're wearing good smelling deodorant.
No, you just told us it's supposed to be good smelling deodorant. That's why I'm just going based off.
You wanted me to have some scent, so I have a scent.
No, a scent is not that you put something you put under your arm. It's something that needs to be somewhere else.
The bicep?
No, my sister.
That's where you spray cologne on your elbow?
No. But my sister called it certain spots, like here and there. I have never heard
of anybody putting cologne on their elbow.
It's not your elbow, dude. That's
the inside of your elbow.
Your elbow is here. No. Your olecranon process is your elbow.
I don't know what. Okay. I don't know what.
That's
you
not
just
your
said.
Elbow right there.
Did you say something about respect the process? Trust the process?
Olecranon process.
I have no idea what that means.
It's right. It's the bone right here between the lateral and the medial epicondyles.
Dude, you're speaking German to me.
Take grade.
You learned that pressure in 10th
points.
Grade?
Pressure points.
I know you know those.
Violet,
what, Landfill?
I'm texting Nate about how you're dressing up for him and you're wearing a new scent.
That he's smelling good and he got his lips all soft. I will leave the studio.
Tell him I worked out this morning,
I'm sorry.
Too. I assure you, this is all coincidence. The chapstick, this is weird. Whenever I play golf, my lips get chapped. Just being outside for that long. So that's why I needed the chapstick. And I'm playing again on Sunday. You just very much confused me with all the words you just said. I still don't understand why you're putting cologne on your elbow.
No, it's not an
elbow. I feel like most people put cologne like under their
neck. You put it on your neck or whatever, but also if you put it in the proper spots, it kind of lasts with you all day.
Take your word for it.
I call my sister and let her speak to you later on.
Get her on the show. I would love to have.
I am never going to let anybody in my family come on the show.
Which sister is it?
Frida.
I would love to have Frida
my
join
baby
the program.
Sister. She's the youngest. She's 63. She's the youngest girl. That's why I call her baby sister.
Aren't you the youngest?
Yeah, but she's the youngest girl, so I call her baby sister. I've always called her that.
But she's your older sister.
Now, my older sister is Linda. She's the oldest of all, of everybody.
I
call her baby girl, baby sister.
Even though she's older than you?
Yeah.
Makes a ton of sense.
It does.
We're not making a lot of sense today. We really aren't. We're off and running. Did you watch the basketball game last night?
Not most of it.
Your boy hit another under. Telling you, NBA playoff unders, I think we're all so used to no one playing defense.
Well, they're not really playing defense. I'm gonna tell you who's playing defense. The referees are playing defense because what the referees do, they call so many ticky-tack dumbass fouls that they make people stop playing aggressive. That's what's happening. It's not about them playing defense per se.
Whatever it is, the unders are hitting like crazy.
Yeah.
Hit another one last night. Mm-hmm. Especially when the Nets just completely don't show
just
up
don't
at
get
all.
Confident. Don't get overconfident and put too much money on the next under because you're going to lose that one.
Well, I'm putting all my money on Scotland. Plus 1,100 to beat England today.
All your money? If you put all your money, you're going to be broke.
Not all, yes. $10. $10 of American currency.
You're good.
Yeah, I think I can. I should be able to sustain that.
I think Shelby, Ainsley can basically go in their little piggy bank and get that for you.
Shelby probably has 10 bucks. She's always like, Daddy, can I have your change? Like, always.
Smart girl.
Yeah.
Smart girl.
Unlike my wife, I try to teach Shelby the values of saving money and not spending it constantly.
Well, you're going to lose that battle, so I would advise you to stop saying that type of stuff publicly.
So you're taking shots at your wife on the air, and you're wearing new clothes and deodorant to impress a guy coming in studio. What's going on here?
Something wrong with this dude. Did you fall on your head last night?
There's so many things I want to say to you right now, Landfill. The bulk of them would have me fired and run out of town.
Do it in the break. I'll film it.
Great. That's perfect. Not taking shots at anybody, but you know what my wife brought up last night?
Yes.
She's like, you know, someday we have to gut the whole house, right? And I'm just like, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
What did I tell you a few weeks ago? When you were like, well, this ain't right. I say, dude, you're going to lose that battle. You may as well just do whatever.
I can't afford it. Like, and don't get me wrong. My wife works, too. She does well. She's an attorney. She's smarter than me by
a
million miles.
So why you say we?
We. Oh, we can't afford it.
You obviously, you can. You're going to have to give up something.
A leg. How much you think I can get for a leg on eBay, Landfill?
Yours, probably not much.
I think a kidney is the way to go.
Whoa, is there actual birthday cake getting delivered?
This dude here don't turn down no food.
Hold on. So Linnell can't eat chips. Good. I'll have a piece of birthday cake, ma'am.
What else comes with the cake? I don't like the chocolate feeling.
I like a cold glass of milk with cake. Whose birthday is it? Why are we getting cake?
Happy birthday to ya.
Linnell says he won't eat chips before noon, but he has no problem eating cake.
Cake can't get stuck in your teeth like chips do.
That's not true.
I don't think chips really get stuck in your teeth.
I think cake could get stuck in your teeth, too. If you got that big a space between your teeth, then cake could get stuck in there.
Here's what we need to do. We need to get down to business. Landfill, I'd like you to get Lewis Riddick prepared. I'd like to get the phone lines going. Somebody called in earlier. I don't know what that craziness was about.
The places where you put the cologne is your pulse points, is what the caller said.
Yeah.
He told me to tell you.
That's whatever. Some points, I know that. And you will find out that as the day goes on, it is still there and it begins to kind of like rise and you make you smell better.
Or just don't wear it.
Well, I mean, but you don't believe in smelling good, so that's cool with me.
That's why I have scented deodorant now.
I need to find out.
Pure Sport.
She had like some surgery for her nose or whatever. That's why she's still running.
I don't smell bad. I am smell neutral.
There's no such thing.
I think there is. Let's.
When you with that. When
let's
that
catch
same,
our breath.
When that same odor is with you every day, it starts to sound
smell. Stop neutral. Talking about smells and let's talk about football. That's our wheelhouse. We're going to do that here from Lewis Riddick next, right here, 106.7 The Fan.
You like funk.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Beamish and Finley, we're back. 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following along social media. Follow Brian on Twitter at BMitchLive NBCS. Give me a follow at JP Finley NBCS. Right now, it's time to get into a little bit of Washington football team talk. We're going to talk Washington Nationals in about 20 minutes with Maria Torres. Or, I'm sorry, that's an hour from now. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
I looked at the sheet wrong.
Numbers are not your strong suit.
We're still trying to figure out what is, Brian, and one day we'll crack that case.
I think impressing Nate is. That's one of them. I see you leading in that.
At 1 o'clock.
I think Nate's going to feel kind of strange that you got all dressed up for him today. And
I'd love to know how I'm dressed up. I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt. But awfully hot in here.
Sometimes shorts and t-shirts can look certain ways, and sometimes it can be kind of dressy.
I think you look more dressed up than I do.
I look more dressed up every day than you do, though.
That's a good point. What I'd like to do now, though, is have a conversation about the Washington football team.
Yes, in a positive manner.
Indeed.
Yes.
Lewis Riddick. Everybody knows who Lewis Riddick is. If you're listening to us, you know who Lewis Riddick is. Mm-hmm. Because you watch ESPN, and he's one of their lead analysts. Smart, smart, smart guy.
Former GM.
Was he a GM? I know he was a...
I thought he was a GM, wasn't he?
Where was he a GM?
I thought he was a GM in...
He was director of player
director
personnel.
Director of player personnel?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's basically the same job. We had Bruce as a GM here, and what experience did he have? So.
Certainly. So he was a scout here and then director of pro personnel here. Then he went to Philly, was a scout there, assistant director, and then director of pro personnel in Philly from 2010 to 2013. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows who Lewis Riddick is.
Yep. I like him because he goes against the grain.
Yeah, not scared.
Yeah.
Lewis Riddick has some high hopes for this Washington football team.
Look, we should be running some Washington highlights up on the screen right now because this is the football team. This is the football team, literally and figuratively, in the NFC East that we should be talking about. Why? As long as Ryan Fitzpatrick is able to give them competent quarterback play, not superstars, just top 15 to 16. It's the truth, though. It's the truth, though, Marcus. It's the truth. Look, you saw him. Look, he got cicadas in his beard and stuff. He's always making jokes now. He's like the talk of the town every time the media's around. But the truth is this. They have got players all over the place. They got players at wide receiver. They got two good running backs. As long as them off at the tackles hold up on the offensive line, they're good to go. And defensively, you know, they got some bad boys up front on the front seven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now they added some playmakers in the back end, too. They got William Jackson, look, from Cincinnati as a UFA. Washington's for real. As much as people don't want to maybe admit that, as much as people maybe hate that football team, this team is for real. They should be, to me, they're the clear-cut favorites in the East. Clear-cut.
Clear-cut.
You know, something he said it resonates with me is that he's saying people, as much as they don't like this team, I don't think it's necessarily the team per se. I think it's all the stuff that has happened, and it was the ownership at one point. And I think that's what people's hesitance is to give any praise to this. I like the fact that he goes beyond that, because you can dislike the people at the top and still give praise to the actual football team. And I think the football team has gotten better over these last few years. And I expect them to be a better football team. And it's going to come down, just like last year, health helped us. And we have to understand that health could hurt you. So if we stay healthy, I think they're going to be, just like Lewis said, they're going to be the one that people are going to be looking at to try to see how they can get this thing done.
I agree. I mean, there's two things I kind of want to address there that I find interesting, and I want to open the phones on this. 800-636-1067. One of them, I think, is kind of obvious. The other, I think, is this weird undercurrent of paranoia met with some reality. So the obvious one to me is that they are the clear-cut favorite in the NFC East. I think the NFC East is kind of bad.
They won it last year.
They won it last year.
They got better, so they should be.
They should have more stability at quarterback. They got better defensively. They added a linebacker. They needed a linebacker. They added a corner. They needed a corner. I think Chase Young could make a huge leap in his second season. Offensively, they were so bad that we talked about this. My pyramid of what should be the goals for this Washington football team. The top of that pyramid is winning a playoff game. It hasn't happened in over a decade, which is just such a father ducking embarrassment.
Absurd.
It hasn't happened in over a decade. That has to be the goal. And I'm not saying you got to get to the NFC title game. It can be wild card round, whatever it is.
But you can't get there if you don't win a playoff game. You got to win a playoff game.
You got to win a playoff game. That's your goal. So that's your objective for the season. Below that, I look at two factors to get them there. Their offense has been abhorrent, really, since Kirk Cousins left. They've been awful. 2 years ago, they were 31st in the league. There's only 32 teams. They were 31st in the league in yards. And I think yards are a better predictor of offensive output than scoring, because scoring can be fluky. What if your defense gives you the ball inside the 10 and you score? That doesn't necessarily mean you have a potent offense, right? Yardage, if you pile up yardage, you tend to have scores as well. So I think you need to see this offense that was 31st in the NFL 2 years ago. They moved up to 29th last season. Reasonable expectations, people. You're not looking to break into the top 10. You're looking to get north of 20. You'd love to get to 16. You're looking to be in
the top 15.
You get to 16 and you're middle of the pack. What did Joe Gibbs used to tell you? I need three touchdowns and a field goal,
we'll win the game.
That's middle of the road.
And with that defense that they have, that would win you more games. If you go back and look at the schedule last year and look at the games where teams didn't have, well, let's say if they had three touchdowns, look at the fact of three touchdowns and a field goal. And look at what your defense did. Based on what they gave up, and you just add that factor into it. If they say Washington scored 24 points every game, what would the record have been? Wouldn't have been 7-9.
Their last two losses, the Panthers and the Seahawks only scored 20 points.
There you go.
Can't be that hard.
That would have been 9-7.
Right. So, and that would have clinched them the division way earlier. That we wouldn't have all been holding our breath watching Jalen Hurts run around until they pulled him to tank the game.
Yeah. So let me help you out.
So
we're bad, but we're going to get even worse to help you out.
The top of my pyramid is winning a playoff game. Then I go, you want the offense to get to the middle of the pack. Okay? Middle of the pack. Not too hard. It would be a tremendous jump. It would be a 70% improvement from where they are. And then, Beamish, I don't say this without understanding the weight it carries. You want to have the number one defense in the league.
Yeah.
Last year, they were third in yards, second in points. You want to be one, maybe fourth in second.
You want to make a step. Take that step in a positive manner.
And I think those are your goals for the year.
You probably, well, I got to go. How about special teams be an asset instead of a liability?
Sure.
If they get something out of the special team, let's say every other game, I'm not saying a touchdown. I'm saying game-changing return. Or let's stop somebody from getting a return against us. That'll help you out. That's the hidden yardage that people don't ever see. If you're like the way that Tressway punts and how he flips fields, if you happen to get just 25 to 30, maybe 40 more yards in the return game, in a game, you give your team a better chance of winning. Because the guy punting the ball, he'll be punting from his 20 and will flip the whole damn field because he has that capability. And if they can just help him out some, like when you're returning and stuff, give it to the offense in a positive manner and see what happens.
Totally. So I look at what Lewis Riddick said, that Washington is for real. They're the clear-cut best team in that division. Mm-hmm. And I agree. Now, I think Dak being back in Dallas, if they can make any improvement defensively, their defense is kind of similar to Washington's offense, where they were at or near the bottom of the league in almost every statistic. So if that defense can go from terrible to mediocre – and that offense can pile up yards and points like we've seen, Dallas could be formidable.
I would expect them to, because I'll say this. Last year, their offense was terrible too. They were throwing interceptions. They couldn't throw the ball. They couldn't run the ball. So what do? You put your defense in bad situations over and over again. They come off the field. They give it to the offense. They turn the ball over. And because we saw Zeke fumble the ball more than he probably did in his whole career last year.
Yep.
So the defense comes back on the field. They're tired all game. So if just having Dak back is going to make that defense better, because now they rest.
Now
they're well rested.
I think Ron Rivera is a much better coach than Mike McCarthy. I think Mike McCarthy's bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mike Nolan, their D coordinator last year, quite bad. So
vanilla.
Dan Quinn will be an improvement for
vanilla offense. Remember that?
Yeah. The case of vanilla ice cream. Yeah. I think the Giants, we talked to Pat Leonard earlier this week. We did a little Giants preview. Seems like there's kind of trouble brewing up there. Did you get that vibe? They don't know what they're doing with Saquon. They're going to slow play it. They sign these other running backs.
Well,
Kadarius Toney missed him. Couldn't find a shoe that fit him. This is your first round pick. Couldn't find a shoe that fit him. Then missed the day. This is minicamp.
But you know.
Like you're a rookie.
But
find some shoes.
But the players, it's some guys, it's that delicate for them where they need to have stuff the right way. Saquon, if I'm them, I'm doing exactly what they say. I'm a slow play. I'm not trying to rush him back.
I agree. I'm not saying it's wrong. The Giants season will hinge on Daniel Jones. If you're a Daniel Jones believer, like Dave Gettleman is, then you've put him in a position to succeed. I am not. Landfill, how do you feel about Daniel Jones?
I'm not impressed. He's not terrible. He's not the worst guy in the league.
If I'm the Giants, I understand what you're saying, but it wouldn't be about Daniel Jones. It would be about everything. But I would make it to where he doesn't, just like here. We had people calling the other day, and people we've had different reporters. They say if Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't have to carry the team, you have a better chance of him playing well and being good. That's the exact thing the Giants got to go with. If Daniel Jones, if it's put on his shoulders to carry the team, they are going to suck. If they allow people around them to help him out and take some of the pressure off of him, then you will start to see what people talk about, the athleticism and things of that nature. But I hope they keep doing it how they've been doing it, because it helps us down here.
Even when the Giants are bad, Washington still can't beat them.
For some reason.
Maybe you want them to be good, and then Washington can beat them. I don't know. I think they'll play good defense. I like Joe Judge as a coach. That thing hinges on DJ to me, and I'm not buying a lot of what he's selling. But the other part of what Riddick said is almost more interesting to me. And this is what I want to go to the phones on the most. Lewis Riddick, in some capacity, feeds into the paranoid Washington football team fan base that is convinced they used to get screwed by refs because they didn't like the name. They get screwed by the league because they don't like the owner. And there are points, like any conspiracy theory, there are points you can suggest and bring up that support the theory that the rest of the league hates Washington. Other fans hate Washington. Washington's always on the short end of the stick. And it's interesting to me to hear Lewis Riddick kind of lean into that.
But I'll say this. Hell, Washington fans hated Washington. So let's get over that. I think that's a bunch of crap. The referees did not have a problem. The referee didn't think about no damn name when they out there calling the game. Okay? And we all know, in our previous regime, they were not coached up properly. They were not led properly. They had a lot of bad issues and bad, when they get on the field, they didn't do things the right way.
The culture was not damn good.
So when you're out there and you're not coached up, you don't have the greatest talent. You know what? Like people always say, luck don't just happen. Okay?
Hard work meets preparation.
Hard work, better talent, great preparation, all that stuff make you get lucky. But when you don't have great talent, you don't work hard, you don't have great preparation, you seem to always get the short end of the stick. That's why we wouldn't win it. It wasn't nobody had nothing out for this team. But I believe this. So many people around this league, every time something goes down, the first thing they think about is Dan Snyder.
Yep.
Okay? And then they make all their decisions and their comments based off of that fact. But as I've always stated, even when I was a player, I don't know an owner that dresses out. Hell, I don't know coaches that dress out. It's ultimately, it rides on the shoulders of those people that get inside that line.
Man in the arena.
And if those players have the right mindset, you can win in spite of sorry coaching, bad ownership, whatever. And until that happens, people are going to judge it based off of that. Because what else do they have to go on? Look how long it's been mediocre.
Mediocre's kind.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Let's do this. Let's go to the phones. We're going to play the Riddick audio one more time. Tell me, one, if you agree that Washington is the clear-cut favorite in the NFC East, and two, if you agree that there are a lot of people around this country, around the NFL, that just plain don't like the Washington football team.
Beavis
doing that
Finley
next, 106.7
The phone lines are packed. Let me hear from Lewis Riddick real quick, Landfill. This is Lewis Riddick from ESPN talking about the Washington football team.
Look, we should be running some Washington highlights up on the screen right now because this is the football team. This is the football team, literally and figuratively, in the NFC East that we should be talking about. Why? As long as Ryan Fitzpatrick is able to give them competent quarterback play, not superstars, just top 15 to 16. It's the truth, though. It's the truth, though, Marcus. It's the truth. Look, you saw him. Look, he got cicadas in his beard and stuff. He's always making jokes now. He's like the talk of the town every time the media's around. But the truth is this. They have got players all over the place. They got players at wide receiver. They got two good running backs. As long as them off at the tackles hold up on the offensive line, they're good to go. And defensively, you know, they got some bad boys up front on the front seven.
Yeah.
And now they added some playmakers in the back end, too. They got William Jackson, look, from Cincinnati as a UFA. Washington's for real. As much as people don't want to maybe admit that, as much as people maybe hate that football team, this team is for real. They should be, to me, they're the clear-cut favorites in the East. Clear-cut.
Clear-cut favorites in the East. Here's the question for the Gambit DC listener lines. Is Washington the clear-cut favorite? And does the rest of the league, the rest of the country, really hate Washington? Let's start. The legend is on the line, Brian. Let's start the best way we know how with Walter in Alexandria. Hello, Walter.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you, bud?
You know, it's only being of a competitive nature to say that you don't like or you just hate a football team because psychologically that gives you an effect to beat them. So therefore, you're going to say you don't like them, and it may very well be true that they're not your favorite team. But naturally, you're going to say that because it allows you to have that psychological advantage over teams to say we're going to beat them. So therefore, we don't like them. So that's only a natural thing. It's not that they just necessarily hate Washington, D.C., but they just use it as a psychological edge to try to beat a team. And that's my opinion of the whole situation, sir.
All right, man.
Thank you, Walter.
But I ask this question, okay, and I say this. Let's dissect a little bit what Lewis is saying. Lewis is saying stuff without saying what he really wants to say. They don't like the owner.
Tell me what he really wants
okay?
to say.
They don't like the owner. That's what he's trying to say. Because Chase Young is getting praise on top of praise. Montez Sweat gets praise on top of praise. Hell, who's the guy leading to get Rookie of the Year this year? Jamin Davis. Okay? That's praise from the national media. Okay? Okay, when you look at that, Ron Rivera gets praise on top of praise. Jack Del Rio gets a lot of praise based off of what the defense did. You look at Terry McLaurin, he gets praise. Ryan Fitzpatrick gets much more pressed than most teams that have most quarterbacks that are winning Super Bowls and stuff. So we're seeing all that. So they actually like the pieces on the football team. They don't like all the stuff that has transpired over the years when it comes with front office and ownership.
Rightfully.
And that's exactly what he wants to say. But for some reason, people on TV nationally, they don't seem to speak the right things. That's what it's about. And I think that is not going to change until the actual play on the field changes.
Totally.
Because the focus has always been off the field.
Well,
now it's going to on the field.
I also think when this Wilkinson report finally drops, will be another mushroom cloud of negativity around the team that they'll have to just outperform on the field.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because that's what happened last year. Ron Rivera was dealt a giant pile of stink. And he was able to get through it and win games.
Yeah.
Let's try to get to the phones. Let's go to Joe in Springfield. Joe, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, JP. What's up, B. Mitch?
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
Good. Hey, real quick, B. Mitch, I'm going to be registered for that Salvation Army 5K we got in October, and I'm looking forward to doing that again. That was a lot of fun a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully we have everybody in person.
Gotcha,
for a good
man.
Cause.
All right.
But I will say, I agree with Lewis Rick that we are the team to beat in the NFC East. Now, I know that we have – you just mentioned that Dak Prescott is back, but, you know, the whole thing with the Cowboys defense, I mean, I'm not saying that they're going to be better, but could they be better? Yeah, but you still got – Dak Prescott can be all on the field scoring points, and the defense has to stop the other team on the other side. But I will say that there's one player that no one is mentioning about that we picked up lately, and that's Curtis Samuel. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what Curtis Samuel can do opposite Terry McLaurin this year, because not only can he like catch the ball, but he can do well in reverse plays too when he's with Carolina. So
for sure,
that would be an interesting point. And but you know, honestly, we'll see what happens this year. I mean, but you know, the whole thing about, you know, he also got thrown the fact last year that not only was, you know, the whole stuff going off the field, but remember Ron Rivera was battling cancer all season. How many quarterback changes did we make during the season, and we still came out on top as the division champs?
Yep.
No one didn't even talk about the fact that Rivera had battled cancer, and now he's cancer-free for that. I mean, I don't know how he was able to go through that all season, but props to him. And you know what? If we can do this again and be repeat champs, hey, maybe win a playoff game. Last time we won a playoff game, I was in my senior year of high school. That's how far back we can go. Mm-hmm. I want to win a playoff game. So we'll see what happens, but take care, guys.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it, man. Here's what we need to do. We need to ask PFT commenter what he thinks about Lewis Riddick's prediction that Washington is the clear-cut favorite to win the NFC East in 2021. We're going to do that next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.